So I'm Peter from Torino. So basically, I'd like to talk about the data that is mine and the data that you think is yours, but I'm not sure about that. My data, my private data grows exponentially if you take a look at the devices that I had in the past 10 years. The good news is that there are a number of public cloud providers out there where I can use some storage space for free. So, and basically those amounts of gigabytes that are available for free is also exponentially growing. And if you check the statistics, the 96% of the Dropbox users last year were using the free account, and I'm one of those. But obviously, if you use public storage cloud service, you have some headaches. How can I access my accounts? What kind of platforms, devices I can use? What about the cost if you stick to one provider? How can I share my files? And obviously, the privacy question is very important. This is the statement from the Google Drive Terms of Service, which basically says if you upload the files to Google, you give them a worldwide license to use, host, store, reproduce, modify, create, communicate, publish, publicly perform, publicly display, and distribute your data. And obviously, they will do that with a limited purpose for operating and promoting their services, whatever that means. So this is you and me with our common headaches, and then one might have the idea to solve this, actually implementing a trusted cloud broker that brokers all those public or private cloud services for you. And the idea is basically that you have your data, which is encrypted, and you can store the encrypted data in the public cloud. But you store the data which matters, basically the metadata, which could be the file names, the file size, date of creation, but also the text that you are adding to your data, and the encryption keys, so you can store that part of the data at a trusted part in a metadata store, separate from your actual data. So the good news is that Torino has implemented this little thingy for you. We call it Torino Trusted Cloud Drive Pilot. This is only a pilot at the moment. So basically, we have this trusted cloud broker, which is federated. So all the federations are hooked up with that, which does the encryption. It keeps the metadata and the storage data separate. And the whole architecture is pluggable. So basically, you can bring your own storage backend if you like. And you can hook up with this little broker. So the other good news is that we are open up a public phase of this pilot for the next coming 9 months until March, April 2013. And we invite all of you to participate in this little pilot. How you can participate? There are several ways to participate. The easiest way probably is that you can bring your federated test users and test this thing out if you want. If you are a storage techie people, then you can try and attach your own storage backend to this broker. It needs some coding work, but should work. If you are an application designer, you can recommend us some new features, functions that we'd like to see in the future. And also, you can develop new frontends to this. At the moment, we have a web interface and also web dev interface, so you can mount this thingy for you as a drive. And the fourth thing is, if you don't trust anyone, then you can take the code and do it yourself. It's completely open source. So you can implement the same thing within your organization if you want. So how about our policy? As I said, this is only a pilot. This is not a service yet. And this pilot is about to figure out how we can deliver the service to you, what kind of service scenarios can be implemented. But technically speaking, yes, we have to copy your data because we were going to store that in separate locations. Yes, we have to modify your data because we're going to do the encryption and change the encryption keys with some unique identifiers. Yes, we're going to publicly display your data if you put it in a share folder or a public folder and you want to share it with others. We have to do that, and obviously we're going to do that in order to deliver the service to you. So basically, our policy will be pretty much the same as the other cloud provider's policy. So it is not about the policy, it's about the trust. So if you have a trusted body that can hold all these sensitive data for you, then you can easily put the rest of the data to a public cloud. And again, the code is open source. My very last slide, we're going to have two demonstrations to show the current features of this thingy for you. The one is on Tuesday in the lunch break. And if you came here for the good food, then there is another opportunity on Wednesday in the afternoon coffee break, and I'm going to demonstrate to you how does this work with separate platforms. You're very welcome.